Everything in nature strives to grow as big as it possibly can. Are you doing all that you can possibly do to be as big as you can possibly be? And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have an inspiring message reminding you that life is short, which is why you should not waste any more time. Enjoy.
Someone had told me when I was 20 years old that life was very short and would pass just like that, I wouldn't have believed it. And if I tell you that, you don't believe it either. I cannot get young people to understand how brief life is, how quickly it passes. There may not be a tomorrow for you and for me, because there's a warning to time. Time is running out for all of us. Time is too short for indecision and vacillation. Do not halt between two opinions. Fools say that time is long. Every morning we have 86,400 seconds to spend and to invest. And each day the bank named time opens a new account for you and for me. It allows no balances and no overdrafts. If you fail to use the day's deposits, the loss is yours.
All life form strives to the max of its potential except human beings. All life form strives to the max of its potential except human beings. How tall will a tree grow? As tall as it possibly can. You never heard of a tree growing half as high as it could. No, trees don't grow half. A tree drives its roots as deep as it can, reaches as high as it can, produces every leaf it can, every fruit it possibly can. To the max, every life form strives to the max, except human beings. Now, why not human beings? Jot this down. You've been given the dignity of choice. You're not a robot. You don't have to repeat this year the same as last year. You can tear up last year's plan, develop a new plan. When my friend Mark died at age 44, someone says, that's young to die. But what if he lived four lifetimes in one? It might not be too young. So here's what whatever the span of your life turns out to be, here's what you want to fill it up with: experiences and the intensity of those experiences. So the dignity of being a human being. Now here's the choice on being a human being: to be part of all we were meant to be, or to be all, to strive for all, or half, or part, or some. The choice is up to you, to develop one skill or 10 skills. Someone says, well, I'd be happy with just one more language. Well, some say, hey, I'm going to learn 6 or 7. And this is all a matter of choice. And when someone says, no, you ought to learn 4, you've got to resist all that. Whatever the span of your life turns out to be, here's what you want to fill it up with: experiences and the intensity of those experiences. Life is not just the passing of time. Life is not just the passing of time. Life is a collection of experiences. Their frequency and their intensity. Take charge of your life. Take charge of your time. Take charge of your resources. Take charge of your health. You're the one that's responsible for it. It's not a requirement of society that you not have a heart attack and take care of your family. That's not a requirement of society, but you must make it a requirement of yourself. Society doesn't require that you build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. That's not a requirement of society. It's a requirement you impose on yourself to build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through.
And then time also calls for immediate action. The fact that time is short calls for something now. Now is the accepted time. Doesn't apply just to the unconverted we talk to. It applies to us as believers, to us as young clergy. Now is the accepted time. The things we ought to do, the classes we ought to take, the books we ought to read. Do it now. The family that needs you, spend more time now. Write that letter home now that you've been meaning to write. Money you ought to give, give now. Time for study, do it now. People you ought to witness to, do it now. Every time the clock ticks, it seems to say now, today. And you know, I think if I had life to start over again in seminary like you are here, I'd write down my priorities in life. And I'd get committed to certain priorities. I'd try to carefully plan my life like Albert Schweitzer did. I admire that part of his life, where he carefully planned it. And then he lived according to that plan.
I want you to ponder these four questions. Here's the first one, and that's why. Why pay the price? Why work this hard? Why go this far? Why try to learn this much? Why try to do it all? Why try to see it all? Why try to have it all? Why do it? Why learn it? Why study? Why put yourself out? Why try to take on this much responsibility? Why develop yourself to the full? Why try to become all that you can possibly become? Why try to earn as much as you can earn, share as much as you can share, develop every skill you possibly can, see every human you possibly can, go to every class you possibly can, touch everybody you possibly can? Why do that much? Why go that far? Why share that much? Why give that much away? Why try to see everything? Why try to do everything? Why try to become everything? That's a good question, why? And you're the only one personally that can answer that question for yourself. You've got to have your own list of whys.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.